Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love that you've shown towards us. Please ask, O God, tonight as we pray that your presence comes to meet with us, O God. You lead us and guide us, O God, in this prayer, that our prayer may be effective, O God, for the purpose and the plans that you had, O God, concerning this hour for the foundations of the world. Bring us into alignment with those things, O God, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you for every man and every woman that's going to be on the prayer line tonight. We thank you, God, for the things you are doing in their lives, for the agenda that you have set out, O God, for them. We thank and we praise you, O God, for how you ordained them, O God, before the foundation of the world, that in this day and in this hour, they will be calling upon your name. And as they call upon your name, you will hear from heaven, and you will intervene on their behalf, O God. And as we come in prayer tonight, O God, we know that we're not coming in our own name, because we have a name, but it's greater than the other name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father, as we pray, we are not praying in our own righteousness, but oh God, we come in the righteousness of His, which is because ours is as filthy rags before you. And Father, we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer, attend to our supplication, oh God. Move as you see fit, oh God, in this hour. Let there be a shaking in the heavens, oh God, and a shaking in the earth, oh God, that your glory may rise within us, O God, that your presence may be made manifest, O God, wherever we are praying. Let us see a manifestation of the answers, the prayers that we have been praying, O God. Let us see doors open at their own accord, O God, because you have commanded it to be so. We thank you, O God, for the lives of the people that are here. We thank you, O God, for the plans you have made for them. We thank you, O God, for the works of their hands that you continually bless and prosper. We thank you for the thoughts you release over them, O God, even the thoughts that you have towards them to bring them, God, that expected end. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, O God, for being the one who goes before them to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. We thank you, O God, for being their shield, being their defender, being their buckler, being the one who watches over them day and night. We thank you, O God, for the angels you've given charge over their lives, for the work that the angels are doing, what they are gathering from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south to bring into their lives. We thank you for the angelic hosts that are fighting on their behalf, and for the victory that is being established against the enemy, O God, on their behalf. We thank you for being a God who watches over us, protecting us from dangers that are seen and dangers we haven't seen. We thank you, O God, for ordering our footsteps into places we ought to be and keeping us away from places we ought not to be. We thank you for your word you've spoken over your sons and your daughters, your word that is manifesting in their lives, your word that is arranging and rearranging things around them, O God, to bring the divine perfection that you ordained for them. We thank you, O God, for the provision you brought into their homes where they have not suffered lack for anything. We release an abundance of joy and abundance of peace upon their lives, that the joy of the Lord may be their strength, that the yearning of their hearts to be in your presence may be satisfied by only you. We thank you and we praise you, O God, for the intercession that is going on their own and their behalf, O God, in the various nations where prophetic intercession and prophetic prayer is taking place. They may not know their names, they may not know who they are, but God, with the tongues of angels and unknown tongues, they are calling them the very names of the people that are on this prayer line, asking for heaven to intervene, asking for heaven to open over their lives and release a blessing that they cannot contain. We thank you and we praise you, O God, for keeping them in perfect peace in the midst of the storm, for being the God they can call upon in the midst of adversity, knowing that you hear, and that not only do you hear, but God, you will answer. We thank you, O God, for being the Ancient of Days, for being the one who resides resides outside of time, and you are looking into time. We thank you, O God, for seeing things that we do not see, for understanding things we do not understand. Thank you, O God, for doing things that concern us, O God. Thank you. We praise you, O God, for being the one who perfects everything that concerns us. We thank you, O God, for being the God who moves mountains that have to be moved out of the way. We thank you, O God, for being the one who raises up valleys that must be raised up. We thank you, O God, for being the God who gives us the strength and the grace to be able to go through and endure every season that comes our way. We thank you for your word that guarantees, O God, that there is peace. We thank you for your word that declares that it will not return to you void, a word where we find hope, we find expectation, knowing that our God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent, but his promises are yes and amen in him. We thank you, we praise you, O God, day and night. There is a song of rejoicing in us because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love towards us can never change. He is a God who loves us to the uttermost. We thank you, O God, for being the God who is powerful, the God who is omniscient, the God who is omnipresent, O God. You see where we are. You know where we are, O God, and you have already made provision to be able to bring us through every adversity. Every fiery dart of the enemy will not find a way because you are our shield. Indeed, you are the God of war. You clothe yourself in garments of war to fight on our behalf. Battles that are not ours, O God, we lay them into your hands and say, God, do what only you can do. You are the one who opens up the heavens. You are the one who opens doors that no man can shut. You are the one that shut doors that no man can open. You are the one who ordains a word that cannot be reversed over our lives. You are the one who has declared victory over our adversary. You are the one who has given us power over the serpents. You are the one who has given us authority to trample on the enemy. We thank you and we praise you, O God. You are the one who declared by your word, not by might nor by power, but you said by your spirit, O God, by your spirit there is victory. By your spirit, O God, there is overcoming. We declare that right now, God, there may be somebody who is in the battle of their life. We declare that God is the one who gives life. The enemy has no authority to deal with your life. The enemy has no authority to cut off your life. But we speak the life of God into you, that abundant life that he declared that he is bringing into your life. We stand on that word and we say there is an abundance of life. We declare that, God, you have not given them the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore, we declare that the enemy will not prevail. We declare that fear, God, will not rule and reign over them, O God, but only the spirit of the living God is going to have authority over their lives. God, we declare and we decree that, God, indeed, you are the one who made the heavens and the earth is your footstool, as much as the heavens are your throne. You rule and reign. Rule and reign, O God, in this hour. Rule and reign, O God, in our hearts. Rule and reign, O God, in our homes. Rule and reign, O God, in our lives, O God. Rule and reign, O God, in our families. Rule and reign, O God, in our marriages. Rule and reign, O God, in our churches. Rule and reign, O God, in our institutions of government. Rule and reign, O God, in your church, O God. Rule and reign, O God. Rule and reign, rule and reign, rule and reign, O God. Let your word, O God, supersede any other word. Let your word, O God, bring any other word into subjection. Let your word bring any other spirit, O God, into subjection. You declared by your word that, God, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. We declare that, God, your kingdom is manifesting in our midst, O God, in its fullness, with dominion, authority, and power. Therefore, we declare that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that indeed Jesus Christ is Lord, that there is nothing that is going to stand in the way day of our God accomplishing what he sent out to accomplish. We declare that our God is going to break through. Our God is going to show himself mighty on our behalf in this season of our lives. We are going to see the goodness of God because our God is goodness defined. We thank you and we praise you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise because, God, you are worthy and you are worthy of it all. You see everything that comes our way before it even comes, and you make a way of escape where there seemed to be no way. You open doors where there seemed to be no doors. We thank you, O God, and in the midst of a storm, you are the one who commands the storm to be still, and it will be still. We thank you and we praise you, O God, that whoever is going through something right now, we declare they're not going through it on their own, for you are their God. You are watching over them. You will never backtrack on your word when you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, O God. You are an ever-present help in their time of trouble and even in their time of need. You are there, O God, for your praise and for your glory. We declare that, God, indeed, you are the Ancient of Days, the one who spoke worlds into existence, whose word still has power, whose word still has authority to change the lives of people. You are declaring your words upon your people, O God, and you are saying, let he that is ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And as they hear, God, let they receive the word. May their lives be changed. May their lives be transformed by the power and the might of our God. As your word penetrates their innermost man, let that innermost man receive faith from God, faith that is pleasing to God, not only for them to say they believe, but because of that faith, they are going to do great exploits, O God. Your word says those who know their God shall do great exploits. We declare that through your word, you are going to reveal yourself more and more. And as you reveal yourself more and more unto them, O God, their understanding of you, their knowledge of you is going to increase. As their knowledge of you is going to increase, their faith is going to be in overdrive. Whatsoever they believe, O God, whatsoever they ask, if they believe in faith, you are going to release, O God. We thank you that there are some that are asking for healing right now. You are the healer, O God, and your position as the healer has never changed. Therefore, God, tonight we say, God, healing is your children's bread. Release healing upon their lives, O God. Release upon their finances, O God. Release upon their emotional being. Release healing upon their hearts, O God, upon their minds, upon their souls, upon their spirits, O God, for your praise and their glory, O God. We declare healing in their homes, a manifestation of restoration, a manifestation of resurrection of their dreams, O God, their plans and the purpose, thing that they've decided to do, O God. You speak success over the works of their hands. Whatsoever they set their mind to do, O God, we declare that there is going to be success. Somebody say hallelujah. There is going to be success in whatsoever you do, because your God is with you. Your God is watching over you. Your God is concerned with you. Somebody say hallelujah, because God is on your side. You are never going to lose a battle because God is watching over you. You are going to overcome no matter what limits, no matter what boundaries you encounter. God will give you the grace and the power to be able to go through for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare that right now, whatever word has been spoken over your life that is contrary to the will of God, we command it to fall to the ground right now in the name of the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare and we decree every curse spoken over you is falling to the ground. Any word spoken by man for your destruction, it is breaking. It is falling to the ground. Anything that has been conceived by spirits, principalities and powers and rulers of darkness for your destruction, it is going to fall to the ground. For the word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We declare that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, because your God is going to prevail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The enemy has tried to run interference in your life, but God is causing you to overcome for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. The enemy has been speaking discouraging words to you, but I want to let you know that there is a word that overrules any word word that the enemy has spoken over you, and that's the word of the living God. Therefore, where the enemy has said there is death in your life, we speak life. Where the enemy has said there is going to be confusion, we speak clarity. Where the enemy has said there is going to be darkness, we command the light of God to shine in that area of their life, of your life. Where the enemy has said he is going to exploit your weakness, may the strength of God be made perfect in that weakness, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Where there has been discouragement in your life, we declare that God is encouraging you. God is releasing hope in you. God is releasing an expectation in you. That your future is not governed by where you have been, but your future is governed by where God is taking you. And God is taking you to a higher place. God is taking you to a better place. God is opening up your heart, your mind, and your spirit for you to be able to receive revelation, to be able to receive wisdom, for you to be able to receive understanding. I declare and I decree that tonight your territory is about to be enlarged, that God is about to make you greater. God is about to elevate you. God is about to raise you up from where you are into a higher place, into a higher place of understanding, into a higher place of wisdom, because He is God. He is God all by Himself. He is God all by Himself. Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God, that there is but only one God, and that is you. There is indeed nobody above you, nor anybody besides you who can compare himself to you, for you are a God. You are God, and you are God all alone. We thank you, O God, that you rule and reign. You have authority and power, that your word, O God, will prevail. And Father, we stand here tonight. We say, let thy kingdom come, and let thy will be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. The perfection that is in heaven, O God, let it be here on earth, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Let the praise of our God ring in us. Let songs of worship rise up in us, O God, because we have seen the goodness of God. We have felt the presence of God. We have seen the mighty works and the mighty acts of God in our midst. And now, God, we cry as Moses, oh God, you showed him your ways. Show us your ways, oh God. Lead us in your ways, oh God. Lead us, oh God, in the excellent things that you have laid out, God, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you. We magnify you. We exalt you, oh Karaban. We declare that you are God, and Ebo Shenedia, Rebronda Bacaric, Rumbri, Kiarabasander, Mecum Brosse, Geria Bandre, Bocurabasia, Rabarando, Cubotori, Begi, De Gia Bronda, Rabatra, Kiarabandre. God begin to rearrange things in their life, O Sharabandre, Brombroco Rabandre, Carabashidi, Rabandre. That which is out of alignment, O God, bring it into alignment, De Roboshander, Rabrodo, Cuboshe, De Barandre, Yacabandre. We command the order of God to come, Brondosho Rabandere, into their lives, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Rabarando Boko Jumbre Kadara Rabandere Karabashia Re Brondoko Rabashigia Rabandere Mokumbre Diabarakiria Roba Shandaria Bakarandere. Let the works of flesh, O God, be brought low. Rabro Jumbre Kadabandere Karabandere in their lives, Oko Woshadabandere Karabandere. Let their desire be for the things of God, not the things of the world, or the things of the flesh. Let the excellence of our God be made manifest in their midst. Rebrondo woko shidi abandere moko rabandere karabashia makarabandoro woko rabaseri abandere kiyabarai makarai kiriandoro woko shiki abandai moko rabandere korabase rebronda bakadizi abandere makarabandere woko shukarabandere yasarabakia mokonde barakete riakadandere woko shia rade ko bronde bikidi adare madesta rabande le rabakatizi re pronda bakadae zegi adosha magadeziri abarra bokunde ria kadesia maka daderia bombre kishia rabakari ya kombre desa rabaye ko doje bigi dizi andara ba reporro kunda rabaki dizeria rabakadandere ko juko rabandere ikarabasa ke deziki adate bronde kadesia ko braste ke disarabo koshia rabakadaze ke de tarabande sampare se haleluya. Your life is being turned around right now. Shekadaye brondo sodosh mata ke dezigi aroko rabashe badesiki arabo kundoshe tikarad. In the name of Jesus, I speak the manifestation of favor. I speak the manifestation of grace, Sakada, upon your life. O sheketizi rabakadozo da barandi kadazia, the manifestation of everything that God intends to do in your life in this season. Rabakazande giarabashai, that you are going to be positioned correctly to receive what heaven is saying is coming your way for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Raba se kede kiabara rabrondo sokubu kara ita erebo kushombre gidi abandra randere rabarai korowosha rabaki rabandere kriandoro kurabasiki raba edabrando sokokushaki adabara. I declare the grace of God upon your sons and your daughters wherever they are. May they experience the favor of God. May the very hand of God be upon their lives. Koshaka rabase reketi kooshandri ya karabasandri reboko rabashiki ya rabasandri darabasiki riandorobo koshoko rabandri ya saa meko rabasiki ya dambri kodose beteshi ya repro kunda basiki ya rabandri monda rabasika rabatesi maka rabase kumprondosa dabae kebrendri ya karabasiki ya darabu koshia mate kiandre boko rabaseri maka dabasiki ya dambri kidesi ya ndaye kuboshe repreka dandri ya kubosha rabandra ki adombre maka daboko dozigi abaya badeziga rabrondo soko wosha maka dabazigi abandara arabakadai karabatakaya karabatakaye kurushara. May they be breakthroughs in your life, significant breakthroughs in your life, breaking out to koshaba rande bokoborosha dabande kriarabanda, breaking out in your finances, breaking out in your joy, breaking out in your faith, breaking out in your expectations, breaking out in your wisdom, breaking out in your understanding, breaking out in the knowledge of the things of God. We release it over you right now in the name that is above any other name. We release the grace of God over your life, the favor of God over your life. Oh shakadara bandere, we declare that the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. Darabakadazi rebro goshada bandiki arabandara kadabanda, an outbreak of miracles in your life. Oh shada, unexpected blessings happening in your life because God is favoring you. God is releasing His grace over you. Rabakadaze rebroko bashagi adandere. May they be clarity in your hearing, clarity in your seeing, clarity in your understanding. May your heart be open to receive. Okosho baze kede brondushaba brandisaga eko prokom brekitia ba sobo kodandria rebakashia kadandere boko. Kotora basiria rebroko da bande seketa ba ikarabando rokosho karabandri karaba, manifesting in your life the grace and the glory of our Father in heaven. May His excellence be your portion. Ikarabase tokoroshandara rebroko da boko da bazigi arabandar. May men do what they normally wouldn't do in your life because the favor of God is coming upon you. There is going to be unexpected favor Hallelujah, hallelujah. I call forth for those people that you do not know. They are going to call you. They are trying to find you. They're going to find your name. They're going to find your number. They are going to call you because they are under instruction from God. Anybody hearing me here to Koshaka Rabah, Rabah Kurosha Rabah, unexpected phone calls, unexpected letters. I speak them into your existence now, into your life. In the name of our Father, Kadabo Kosho, Rabah Kadase, Rebo Koshandar, there are places you thought you had been forgotten, but God is saying, I have not forgotten you. I know you. I remember you. I have seen your tears. Zakarabandri, Rosho Bokoraban. Somebody say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to tell somebody here tonight, the enemy has been trying to silence your voice. The enemy has been trying to discourage you from prayer. He has been making sure that you are tired. But tonight, we speak a fresh breath into you, a fresh wind into you, a new strength into you. Ah, Rabat, his word says, do not grow weary in well doing. Rabba Kashombre Gia Rabandra Randria Karabandra Rabrondo Bokojada Bandirika Rabasandre Gia Rabandra. I speak to your inner man, stand up and dika Rabasada and do what God has instructed for you to do. Rabaka Dazeki Reboko Jonda Rabaka Radi Kurabandri Rebroko Rabasambara. Say hallelujah. I feel something moving. I feel something moving. Something is moving. Something is moving. Something is moving. Something is moving. There is an excitement coming in somebody's heart. A joy, unspeakable joy, is coming into somebody's heart to know that they are God's beloved, to know that God is watching over them day and night. The enemy has been telling you you have been forsaken, but God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, people have been telling you you were an outcast, but God has chosen you. God has appointed you. God has set a future for you. God has set you in the path of righteousness. Some of the things that you do, many may not understand, but it is not for their understanding. Just walk in obedience to what God has instructed you to do. The blessing of God is in you walking according to the instructions. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody remind me later on, your homework is to declare Psalm 119. That's going to be your declaration for the next week. In terms of following the judges, judgment, the statutes of God, you are going to find joy. You are going to find prosperity. You are going to find peace. You are going to find safety in the words, in the words that God has declared. All I can just tell you is, do not stray away from the presence of God, because it is in his presence that there is the fullness of joy. Anybody hearing me? It is in the presence of God that there is the fullness of joy. The presence of God is not going to be found just in one place. He is omnipresent. Anybody hearing me? He is omnipresent. Therefore, if the fullness of joy is found in his presence, the fullness of joy is found in his presence. You can be in his presence wherever you are. You can be in his presence in your car. You can be in his presence in your home. You can be in his presence at your job. You can be in his presence whilst you are doing your grocery shopping. You can be in his presence whilst you are at the bank. You can be in his presence anywhere. Therefore, the joy, if the presence of the Lord is where the fullness of joy abides, wherever you are, there is going to be fullness of joy. Wherever you are, anybody hearing me, there is going to be peace wherever you are. It doesn't matter what dabazere, rabaka, you may be in the midst of a crowd, there is going to be peace. You may be in the midst of the storm. Anybody hearing me, kokosha bara desere, ikarabanda, you remember when they were going across other side, rebo kosha, what he was beneath the sheep. I want to let you know that even in the midst of your storm, God is there with you. And because God is there with you, you are in his presence. Therefore, you are entitled to peace, because in his presence, anybody hearing me, in his presence, there is peace. Right now in your home, you may feel that things are not going your way. All you need is the presence of God, the manifested presence of God in your home. You are going to experience peace. You may not know how you're going to pay your bill tomorrow, but in the presence of God, you can be resting at peace. Anybody hearing me? Because you cannot buy the peace of God. You cannot buy the joy of God. It is only found in His presence. In His presence. Anybody? May the presence of God be your delight. May the presence of God be your desire. May the presence of God be your hungering. Anybody? He karabaso roko rabasha rabandri rebronda bakarandri abako sharabandri herabaka dozonda bakia rabandri. And you are entitled to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. You are entitled to enter into the presence of God. There is a prescribed protocol, and God has made it known to you. Come by the way of the blood. Give thanks unto God. Praise Him. God wants to manifest His presence around you. He wants to envelop you. He wants to embrace you in His presence. Anybody hearing me? No matter how high the waves are, if you are in the palm of His hand, you are safe. Anybody hearing me? No matter how much chaos is around you, as long as you are in the hand of the Almighty God, you are safe. So find yourself in the presence of God. I hear the psalmist say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek for. Anybody hearing me here? To be in the presence of God. That is your desire. He said, God, this is my passion. This is my inheritance. This is what I long for. This is what I desire, to be in your presence. God, I want to be in your presence, oh God, like never before. I want to experience your joy. I want to experience your peace. Anybody hearing me? Karabazo rokora. Let that be the cry and the hunger of our hearts, oh God, to be in your presence. A longing as the deer panted for the water, oh God. A longing for your presence, oh God, day and night, oh God. Let that be our desire. Let that be our passion. Let that be our pursuit, oh God, to be in your presence, oh God. We will look for your presence, oh God, day and night, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We will look for your presence, oh God. Only you can satisfy this hunger. Only you, oh God, can satisfy this thirst, oh God, for your presence. Rabaka dojo rabba. Anybody hearing me here tonight, in the name of Jesus, you have to know that your provision comes from the presence of God. I want to say it again. Your provision comes from the presence of God. I will say it again. Your provision comes from the presence of God. So if you want supernatural provision, be in the presence of God. Anybody hearing me? For Abraham to get the revelation of Jehovah Jireh, for him to get the revelation of Jehovah Jireh, he was walking in obedience. Walking in obedience is the same as walking in the presence of God. Therefore, tonight I say, walk in obedience. I want to say it again. Your assignment is to declare Psalm 119. I know that it is long, but that's your assignment. You are going to find peace. You are going to find joy. You are going to find yourself in the presence of God. Some of you may say, now I don't feel encouraged to pray. Just go and declare Psalm 119. Anybody hearing me here tonight? If you are lost for words, just go and open up Psalm 119 and begin to declare Psalm 119. Because I feel karabashandar in my spirit that your breakthrough, the key to your breakthrough, is in Psalm 119. The key to your joy is in Psalm 119. The key to your perseverance is found in Psalm 119. Anybody hearing me here tonight, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven? Your breakthrough, your deliverance is in Psalm 119. Tonight, anybody hearing me, whatever you have been asking God for, it is found in Psalm 119. The key to getting what you're asking God for is found in that verse. Anybody hearing me? Rabakodo zombre mande brokoda basi ribarati karabandri kuroboshandra. Let me just give you a few things here. I feel that I'm compelled to read this for you. I'm reading it from the New King James Version, so you hear what the word of the Lord is saying tonight. Ah, Sharaba, he says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgment, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches, as I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Psalm 119 verse number 16. I will delight myself in your statutes. Anybody hearing you? I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. The word of God says, they that delight themselves in God, he will give them the desires of their heart. There is your breakthrough. I will delight myself in you. I will delight myself in God. I will delight myself in your commandments. I will delight myself in your precepts. I will delight myself in your testimonies. I will delight myself in your statutes, O God, and I will be given the desires of my heart. Anybody hearing me? Because whatever you delight in is going to birth desires in you. Whatever you delight in is going to birth desires in you. Whatever you delight in, it is going to birth desires in you. So if you delight yourself in the judgments of God, if you delight yourself in the testimonies of God, if you delight yourself in the precepts of God, if you delight yourself in the statutes of God, if you delight yourself in the ways of God, if you delight yourself in the word of God, the things you are going to desire are going to be birthed by the word of God in you. And whatever God has birthed in you, whatever God has birthed in you as a desire, God will give that to you. Anybody hearing me here tonight? It's verse number 17, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Anybody hearing me? You are not going to be focused on the negative things that people are speaking about you. You are not going to be concerned about the things that they want to speak up over your life to destroy you, but you will delight. You will delight not in the words of men, because the hearts of men are delightfully wicked. The hearts of men are full of wickedness, but you are going to delight in the testimonies of God. You are going to derive your counsel from the testimonies of God. Anybody hearing me here tonight? That is where your breakthrough is. Let me read one more segment here and I will move on to our prayer. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. There is your breakthrough, resurrection. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways and you answered me. teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. I will leave that to you so you can finish up what that's going to be your meditation for the days to come. Let me read one more final segment. Verse number 169. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Everything that you need for God to do, you are going to find it in Psalm 119. As you begin to declare that word, as you begin to release that word over your life, something is going to click. Something is going to hit your spirit, man. Something is going to change you, because God is saying your breakthrough is in searching the commandments of God. Your breakthrough is in searching the testimonies of God. Your breakthrough, anybody hearing me here tonight, there is the key. Whatever you need for God to release in your life, the key has already been given. Therefore, you have to position yourself now to walk in the revelation of what God has given in those verses of scripture. Anybody hearing me? If you're hearing me, just say amen. Just say amen, 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 and amen. That your life is never going to be the same again, because I know the word of God, nothing remains unchanged in his presence. Nothing remains unchanged in his presence. He's going to move you from glory to glory. He's going to move you from faith to faith. He's going to move you from one dimension to another. He is going to move you from one sphere of understanding to another, because nothing remains unchanged in the presence of God. May God lighten off your burdens in life. May God restore joy unto you. May God restore expectation in you. May your faith be ignited to greater levels, because you are walking in the judgments and the statutes of God. You understand and you delight in the righteousness of God, that his word is shaping your life. His word is shaping your desire. His word is shaping your future. His word is governing your present. Anybody hearing me here tonight, that the word of God is going to work a work in you. God, let your work do a work in their heart. Let your word do a work in their hearts. Let your word cleanse. Let your word cleanse. Let your word cleanse their heart, oh God. Take away all the bitterness. Take away all the anger. Take away all the resentment. Take away all the suspicion. Take away, oh Rabashand, everything that is not of you. Take it away from their hearts. Let your word cleanse. 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 As your word is clean in their hearts, oh God, let your word begin to heal. Let your word begin to mend. Let your word begin to restore. Ah, Boshe, Dare, Kokushar, the disappointments of their childhood. Let your word begin to heal. Anybody hearing me? Karabasho, Rebe, Koboshe, Darabandere, Mrombra, Kadaze, Kiarabandere, Kiabashander. Let your word begin to heal. Let your word begin to heal. Let your word begin to move with power and the Bokosha and the Amesto Garabandris. You are doing only that which God can do. Do O Baras de Kara Only what God can do. Korabashi ki arandere. Robro korabashi ki arabandere ki abaraheko. Let nadaba show. Ma keria karabandere. Wherever you are tonight, just turn your face and your attention to heaven. Let's begin to exalt him. Let's begin to magnify him. Let's begin to declare his glorious majesty. Father, you are holy. You are worthy. You are mighty. You are holy. You are worthy. You are mighty. You are God. You are holy. You are mighty. You are God. You are holy. You are mighty. You are God. You are God all by yourself. Yes, Sarah, you are God. You are all powerful. You know all things. Yes, oh God, you rule and reign. Ah, righteousness, oh God, and justice, oh God, are the foundations of your throne. Dabakarai, rebro korabashiki, arabandere korabasandere, yaradani arabahai, rebo korabashiri arabandere. Yes, oh God, all power is yours. All glory is yours. All dominion, oh God, is yours from everlasting to everlasting. Yes, oh God, you are indeed the Ancient of Days. You are indeed the Maker of the heavens and the earth. You are indeed God. Yes, oh Roboko Sharabandaria Karabandaria Kurabasheria. You are under Bokorabasiri and Rabakarian Rukurabasheriandra. Rebronda Bakarania Kuroboshia Rabandria Karabashira. You want Brekoroshi Yarabandra Kurabashe. Medorabokurabasidi Arabandria Karabanikara. You are God. 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 Yes, Okohoshai. Nero Bokurabasiki Arabandro Kurabashia Raha. Yes, Okohoshan. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are Jehovah Nisi, you are Jehovah Giba, you are Jehovah Mkadesh, you are God, you are Elohim, you are El Shaddai, you are El Elyon, you are God, you are the mighty God, you are the most powerful God. Open up your mouth and declare he is God over your life. You are God over my life. You are God over my home. You are God over my family. He is God all by himself. He is God all by himself. He is God all by himself. His word says, God could not find anybody else he could swear by. So he swore by himself. Anybody hearing me? He swore by himself. Because there is no other God but him. There is no other God but him. I want to say it again. That word is significant. It is mighty if you could just understand that. There is no other God but him. There is no other God but him. In the name of Jesus. No other God. No other God. That means there is no other God you can call upon to deliver you but God. No other God can save you but God. No other God can redeem you but God. He is God all by himself. In the name of Jesus. All by himself. Listen, even your enemy, your adversary, the prince, the power of darkness, he has no authority that can be compared to the authority that God has. He has no power that can be compared to the power of your God. Hallelujah. He is God all by himself. I just ask right now, if there is any doubt in your heart and your mind about the godness of God, may that doubt leave right now in the name of Jesus. if there is a doubt in your heart that says God is not watching out for me, we command that thing to leave your heart right now in the name of Jesus. If the enemy has whispered words that you are done for, I command those words to leave right now in the name of Jesus. In their place, we speak the word of God. Life, life, life. We release the faith of God in you. The hope that only comes from God. We speak it over you now in the name of Jesus. The joy that comes from up high, we speak that now over you in the name of Jesus. We ask for the dew of heaven to water every dry place in your life. But where there has been barrenness, there is going to be an abundance, because heaven is watering those dry places in the name of Jesus. Where there has been sorrow, we speak the joy of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Where you felt that the enemy has been walking in and out unchallenged in your life, we declare that those gateways are shut in the name of Jesus. No more. We draw a line in the sand and say he will not cross over your adversary. Because there is a new sheriff in town over your life, and his name is El Elyon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Where unbelief has desired to take residence in your heart, we send eviction notices now in the name of Jesus. Where disobedience is desired to govern your life, we release the obedience of God into the realm in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your ears that you may hear. May the Lord open your ears that you may hear. I want to say it again. May the Lord open your ears that you may hear. Because if you do not hear, you cannot amount the faith that is required. But as your ears are being opened to hear, may they hear what heaven is saying in the name of Jesus. And your eyes open to be able to see. Your eyes being opened to be able to see. May you see what you hear. I'm going to say it again. May you see what you hear. Now, what you see and what you hear will have no value to you if you do not have a heart of understanding. So as your ears are open to hear and your eyes are open to see, may your heart be conditioned to understand. May your heart be conditioned to understand. Hallelujah. Disobedience shuts your heart, you won't be able to perceive. You won't be able to understand. If you do not understand, you may be in a place of revelation and God revealing great mysteries. But if you don't see and you don't hear or you don't understand, it's of no value to you. So tonight, God will do a work to increase your sensitivity to His voice, to increase your ability to hear, to increase your ability to understand what you see and what you hear, to be able to discern correctly that whatever action you take, it is in obedience to what you have seen and what you have heard and have understood. Anybody hearing me? So, your homework, Psalm 119. That is where your breakthrough abides. Your life is not going to be like the way it was last year. Your life is going to be bigger. Your life is going to be better because you serve a bigger God. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength to your body. I speak clarity to your mind. The Word of God says, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is comely, whatsoever is of good report, if there be any virtue in it, think on these things. Psalm 119 is going to govern your thoughts. The statutes, the testimonies, the commandments, the judgments, and the laws of God are going to govern your mind. I declare that you are blessed in your coming and you are blessed in your going. The works of your hands are blessed to prosper. Your thoughts are blessed to be magnified. Your name will be made great because of the God you serve. Your prayers will prevail because you pray to a God who hears and answers. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord Himself be magnified in you and through you, because you are the sheep of His pasture and you are the planting of the Lord. May you be fruitful wherever you are planted, because that's exactly where God wants you to be. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, and the captain of our salvation, I declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. You are going to rejoice, and you are going to be glad in it. Amen, amen, and amen.